Hello and welcome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We join our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Today, rather unusually, I've given him a speech by Paul VI to translate from the Latin into English. Stay tuned. Father Foster, as you well know, in 1967, Pope Paul VI went on a pastoral journey to Turkey. And I discovered that one of his speeches, I think, was delivered in Latin. So today I'd like to do the opposite of what we normally do, and I'll give you the text in Latin to translate into English. Okay?
I'm sure that, you know, I think this is, it must be in the liturgy of the hours, in the breviary. I mean, this speech or this talk, I think I've seen this before, but it doesn't make any difference to me. Indeed,
okay. Prefecto,
convitas cum constantissima voluntate nostri coniungitur, ea omnia quantum poterimus perficiendi, quae diem maturare queant, quo inter ecclesiam occidentis et ecclesiam orientis expleta communio redintegretur.
Redintegretur.
There's a double, that's the end of the sentence, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which indeed desire is connected with our...
In his speech, Pope Paul VI uses the royal we. So the
With our most persevering wish of doing all those things as much as we will be able, which may be able to hasten the day on which complete communion may be restored between the Church of the West and the Church of the East.
Why don't we skip a little bit of that paragraph now and go on to the next?
This is, of course, the apostles. Since it is, we are most convinced.
Cum persuasissimus sit nobis.
Persuasissimum sit nobis. Non aliud nomen esse sub cielo datum hominibus. In quo portiat nos salvos fieri. Quodque iistem hominibus tribure fraternitatem pacemque possit. Init nuncium propteria pronis aureus audimus, quem Ioannes discipulus illi carissimus ab Epheso ad ecclesiae...
Ad Asiae
ecclesias misit.
What does all that mean?
Since we are most convinced that no other name has been given under heaven, this is from the apostles...
What is the word heaven?
Sub cielo.
Like sky.
No other name has been given under heaven to human beings in which it is necessary that we be saved. Then he quotes Acts 4. And which name is able to grant fraternity and peace to the same human beings. Yeah? Since we are convinced of all this stuff. Therefore, pronis auribus, with willing ears, we hear the message
of John.
Which John, that most beloved disciple, sent from Ephesus to the churches of Asia. To the churches of Asia. And this is John's first, the first words of his gospel, of course. Quod vidimus et audimus, annunciamus vobis, ut et vos societatem habiatis nobiscum, et societas nostra sit cum patria et cum filio eius Iesu Christo. That which we have seen and we have heard, we are announcing to you, so that even you may have alliance, if you wish, societatem, or union with us.
Communion with us.
And that our communion may be with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Okay, one last sentence here.
Oh, that's enough. I have to go home.
No, no, no. Come on. This last sentence here.
Kwonyamkwe.
No, I'll read it. Kwonyamkwe in qualibet ecclesia cuius libet. Loci. Hoc divini amoris efficitur mysterium.
Uh-huh.
Nome exinde locutionem illam tralaticiam.
Tralaticiam.
Tralaticiam profectam esse putemus.
Ah.
Ex qua variorum locorum. Ecclesiae inter se veluti sorores, sorores is sisters, appellari consueverunt.
Oh, who wrote this? My predecessor wrote this. Hamletus Tondini, I can tell you right now.
Why?
I can tell from his style.
I was going to ask you that once you finished.
And he got sick then in 69, and I took his place.
Oh, wow.
And he says...
Was he a good Latinist?
Ooh, wonderful. He was classical, but he was not obscure or unintelligible.
How can you tell that he wrote that?
Oh, you can see it right away. People, when they read a document, they say, this is Foster, this is not Foster. But you know this after a while. It's like music. You know, Mendelssohn and Beethoven are not the same.
And this is what kind of music?
This is on the, well, Mendelssohn side. And because in any church you want, of any place you please, this mystery of divine love is carried out. Isn't it, none, can we not therefore think that traditional phrase has come from which the churches of different places have been accustomed to be called sisters among themselves? Woo, it's glorious. No, he was great.
What about Paul VI? What was his...
Oh, he was great.
He was very strict about language, no?
Well, yes, and the fact is he had tremendous roots and a thought and a vision, and I adore him. And that, is that the end of the story?
No, that's not the
end. Well, then they go on to explain the decree, and he says, yeah, couldn't we say that from this thing we have this expression that all the churches are sisters? Veluti, as it were, sisters.
Paul VI, I mean, for our younger listeners, he used to use the royal we. How do you say royal?
Well, everyone uses the royal we. We tried to change this, and it never passed.
Meaning you.
Well, people in the office tried to change this. Started saying, I got it. And he said, okay, if the Pope says I and not we, well, then let's write I.
The late Pope John Paul II, you mean? So it only started with John Paul II.
Yeah. The others just didn't have, Paul VI didn't. They just didn't have the courage or the idea.
John Paul I.
Well, I don't know, for 1 month he didn't.
33 days.
Yeah, not too much. But I said, listen, friends, I protested. I said, if this man wants to say I, well, then let's say I. And you know what they said in the office? My boss was still in charge. Well, now he's in heaven. And he said, no, the Pope can't say that. The Pope has to say we. Which drove us crazy, because we would have these letters and encyclicals and I, but we had to think of we. And not mine, but ours. Oh, it was a terrible confusion.
And in the end, you started using I.
No.
And now, when you translate into Latin...
Well, now it's going to be back to we. ¶¶
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover. As you know, his name is Father Reginald Foster. He's a Carmelite who's currently working as the Pope's own Latinist at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.